It is First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network. First Bank offering the payment portal to your business and personal loan. Simply click the link at gofirstbank.com to access their easy-to-use online portal. That's the loan payment portal through First Bank. Visit gofirstbank.com. Let's head right into our next guest interview segment this morning. And one of the racers for the upcoming Pedigree Stage Stop Sled Dog Race is Jess Moore joining me over the phone today. Jess, good morning. Thanks so much for taking time.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So the Pedigree Stage Stop Sled Dog Race coming right up in just a few weeks. What a really cool event that comes through Western Wyoming. But first, before we talk about the race, Jess, tell us about yourself. How did you originally get into sled dog racing?
So I was born and raised in Jackson. I went to school there, graduated from Jackson Hole High School. I have known Frank for a long time, and I've known his dog sled operation as I was often down Granite Creek Road and I saw his tour team going down there. So I thought, hey, that looks really cool. And I might want to be a part of that someday.
So did you initially get in with your own team, or how do you get started in a sport like this?
I did. Yeah. So I was hired in, I think it was 2017, and I came on to work for Jackson Hole Iditarod and Frank Teasley as a tour guide. I immediately fell in love with it. I loved having that team, loved running the tours up and down to the hot springs every day. The next year, Alex approached me about working with her on the race team, and obviously that was very flattering, and at that point, I was pretty hooked on running sled dogs, so I said, yeah, let's go for it.
Now, you mentioned Alex. Of course, Alex Crittenden, one of the great racers in this event and one of the top finishes from last year. She was supposed to run this race and had some medical things pop up that's not allowing her to do it, so I understand you're filling in for Alex's team. Is that, did I understand that correctly?
Yes. So officially the stage stop rules don't require an official driver change notice at this time. That being said, Alex is undergoing some serious health issues, and I am doing everything I can to keep this team in the best condition possible. Coordinating all the logistics and deadlines necessary to keep them eligible. And I'm training the dogs, and I am mentally preparing for the very likely situation that I will be the one racing at this race.
Gotcha. Of course, there is a story, by the way, on SVINews.com for our listeners. They can check that out, and a GoFundMe's been set up for Alex, and you can find more details there. But, Jess, you mentioned keeping the team together. I do want to talk about your dogs in a few moments, but how many people behind the scenes, other than the musher, are involved in a team race like this for a single team?
Yeah, oh, so many people are involved behind the scenes. Like, first and foremost, the tours at Jackson Hole Iditarod, every single one of the guides, as well as multiple other people that are there to support the tours getting out. That's how we make this race team possible. So the tour operation out of Jackson Hole Iditarod that Frank has started and runs is very, very much a huge part of why we're able to do what we can with this racing team. And beyond that, there's obviously a huge support system in our community, and that's been in place for long before since Alex started to have these health issues and is coming out in full force right now.
Yeah. And how about the dogs themselves? It's a team of how many dogs?
So the stage stop this year is, the rules just changed for this year. So now it's a 16 dog pool. And you're allowed to put 12 dogs on the line every day. So that means you've got 4 dogs resting every day, or even more if you choose to put less dogs on the line.
Okay.
In the past few years, it's been a 14-dog pool with a 10 dogs on the line at a time.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that you are actively training and working with the dogs. What is a training schedule like for sled dogs on a team like this?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we start in the fall, or and even all the way throughout the summer, we do free running with the dogs, is what we call it. That means they're not in a harness, they're not hooked onto the line, but they are just set loose from their houses, and they chase us on a four-wheeler to the river, and they get to hang out on the river and be dogs, and it just lets them get out and lets them have some fun running. It keeps them in pretty good condition throughout the summer when it's hot. And then in the fall, we start hooking on harness, and we run the team on a four-wheeler. So that's when we really start full training, and then we gradually bump them up in mileage. Our first runs are 3 miles, and then we'll do a 4 mile, and then we'll do a few 6 miles, and then 10 miles and 14 miles and so on and so forth until we get up to 32, 33 miles in preparation for this race.
Wow. Now, of course, the stage stop sled dog race, there's various stops starting at Jackson Hole. You go through Teton County, Lander, Pinedale, and our listening audience in the big Piney area, Kemmer, and even Alpine. So how many, you mentioned 33 miles is the training goal. How many miles per leg or per stop is this race?
Yeah, so most of the stages are a little bit beyond 33 miles, and it varies from year to year. You know, some years you'll have a stage be 28 miles, and some years you'll have a stage be 36 miles. But generally, the average is around 33, 34 miles for most of the stages, with some stages being a little more than that and some being a little less than that.
Jess Moore on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday with us this morning. Jess, one of the racers in the upcoming Pedigree Stage Stop Sled Dog Race. They'll be leaving Kemmer from that stage stop on January 31st and then Alpine on February 2nd. Jess, you get to see some great country during this race. That's got to be one of the best parts about it, right?
I'm assuming so, yes. I've never actually ran this race myself, but I have been on this race circuit for quite a few years. I've seen, you know, the parking lot where they take off from and come back quite a few times, and it's kind of in my backyard, so some of these places I've been to before, some of them I haven't, and I'm definitely looking forward to getting to see some of that country, getting to run on some new trails, and all of that.
Now, you mentioned preparing yourself mentally. I can't imagine the kind of the grind that this is for a handful of days to be racing like this. Is this your first race similar to this, or have you done this before?
This is definitely going to be my first race that's anywhere close to this caliber of a dog sled race. I have definitely raced in the past, but I have never done a 7-day race. And the stage stop it's a really hard race. It's its own beast. I have experience on, you know, 2-3-day races. But nothing of this sort, so I'm excited to throw my hat in the ring here.
Yeah, Jess, well, we appreciate your time. It's exciting to have this come through our community every year, the Pedigree Stage Stop Sled Dog Race. You mentioned that you have been on the starting line and everything. If community's encouraged to come out and watch this, tell us what people can expect when they go watch the mushers take off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We love having all of the community support at these races and at the starting line and especially at the finishing line. It's really fun for people to see the dog teams take off and then come back home and kind of have their own little cheering squad and also be, you know, it can be a pretty active thing, right? You can have a sheet of paper where you're looking at the times that each musher took off and the times that they come home. And so you can kind of actively follow the race in that way and kind of keep track of where everybody's standing is for the whole race and for that stage in general. So that's a pretty exciting thing for people to be able to follow in that way.
That's Jess Moore. She's part of the Pedigree Stage Stop Sled Dog Race. And again, that will be coming to Western Wyoming again this year. The Kemmer stop will take off January 31st, Alpine on February 2nd. You can find more details at wyomingstagestop.org. Jess, thank you so much for your time this morning. Anything we missed about racing dogs or this particular race you'd like to mention?
I think you did a pretty good job of covering it. Of course, we always love to have the hype around this race and to have you guys excited to cover it and to have the community come out and support us, especially this year. You know, Alex is a really amazing person, and any amount of community support that we can give her is extra appreciated this year.
Absolutely. And again, our listeners can go to svinews.com and find out how to help Alex, one of the premier racers in this great event, unable to participate this year. But Jess, thanks so much for your time. We wish you the best of luck.
All right. Thanks so much, Duke. Have a great day.
You bet. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on Swift 98 and The Spur.